Matthew chapter number 18 tonight. Matthew chapter 18, if you have your place, won't stand honored to reading of God's Word. I want to begin tonight at verse number 10. Verse number 10. The Bible says, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of our Father which is in heaven. So the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." I want to preach tonight again on a very simple thought, on one lost sheep. On one lost sheep. We see this in the text that we read in your hearing. And he says, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." I got to thinking about that. I won't say that is big. Because the Bible said there's ministering spirits that's here to minister for me and you. And me and Mia got to talking about this the other day, and me and her talking about how God loves us and He watches over us. And I said, "Angel," I asked her, I said, "Do you know that there's a ministering spirit, that there's an angel that watches over you?" And she said, "Well, yeah, I guess." You know, she didn't really know. I said, "There is. God says that there's a ministering angel that's watching over you." I believe from the time that we're conceived in our mother's womb, that we have an angel, a ministering spirit that watches over me and you. Amen? That keeps us, that's there for us. Praise God. And the thing about this, now watch this, what he says here in the Word. He said that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. So you take one of these little ones, one of these little children, and the Bible says that God Almighty has sent angels to watch over them, and all the angels, now watch this, is always constantly looking into the face of the Heavenly Father to see what the Father, glory, hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout, I can't. Amen, glory, hallelujah. He's always looking into the face of the Father, waiting on His back, and He's called to say, "Go take care of one of my little youngins." I'm glad tonight I can say, on the authority of the Word of God, and I'm one of these little youngins, praise the Lord. Amen. And He's those ministering spirit that's been there for me all the days of my life to minister in the portals of glory for my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make a Kobab to shout. Praise God. There's a God of heaven who has interest in me and you. Amen. A God of heaven who loves us and cares for us. And there to look over us and provide for us. Because He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight, ain't you? Praise His holy name. God is doing that for you. And He says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost." Now you think He's going to let one of His little children go away lost and end up in the regions of the damned in hell? I won't say no. I don't think so. God Almighty loves us and He's there for us, and He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. That's why Jesus left out, praise God, so He might come and save the. I like his question that he asked. Now, the Lord, this is read right, so this is what Jesus is saying. This is a question that Jesus was asking. He says, "How think you?" Amen. He said, "How do you think about things? How do you perceive the going ons, the things that's taking place?" He said, how do you see things happening? He says, "If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray?" He said, so what do you think about it? Amen. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders off, does he not leave that 99 in the fold safe? Praise God, and goes to hunt that one that's gone astray. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. Thank the Lord for that, don't you? I got to thinking that God began to convict my heart. Because there's a lot of folks that we know, praise God, that's gone astray, and we ain't chasing them. I don't think like we ought to. Amen? Now, I don't know about you, praise God. I used to think, as no preacher one time told me, you don't chase them. He said, they'll come back when they want to. But praise God, I believe if they've gone astray, if they're going the wrong direction, praise God, it's the church's responsibility, it's mine, your responsibility to call them up, ring them up, let them know we love them. Praise God, give them a few breadcrumbs, give them a few grains of grain, praise God, so they know the way back. Amen. Encourage them, praise God, to come back. Encourage them to come in. Encourage them to get back in the fold. Amen. Praise God, I think we should. Praise the Lord. Because, hey, the Savior had a special interest in those that's gone astray. Amen. Oh, me. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. This is where the rubber meets the road. Amen. The Savior had a special interest in those that had gone astray. Amen. He come with a special character, praise God, to seek and to save. The Son of Man to seek and save those that was lost. Amen. And he come to seek and to save those that had gone astray. That special character that he had is the Son of Man, praise God, the Son of God. He said, for the Son of Man is come. Now notice the special character in this Son of Man. Praise God, he condescended down to this world, praise God. A wonderful descent from the portals of glory down to where we are. The Bible says here, I read in your hearing that the Son of Man is come. Amen. But it didn't say he was coming, he might come, he could come. But the Bible says that he is come. That's past tense. He's already been here, praise God. He is already here now. His presence is real, glory to God. He's here to seek and to save the lost. Amen. He's here to capture those that's gone astray and to bring them back. Now you notice this Savior, he doesn't despise these that's gone astray. Amen. It don't matter if they're little ones. It don't matter, praise God, if there's one or little one. Praise God, it doesn't matter. Praise God, it doesn't matter that they've gone astray. What matters is that he has come for them. Amen. He's come for them. He's come to help them, praise God. He's come to bring them out. What a wonderful Savior. He has descended down, praise God, to where we are. Amen. He does it, praise God, for that one that's gone astray. Amen. It'd be easy to just let them go. He'd be saying, well, you know, I've got 99 still left. Let's let that one go. But you know, you think about it. If you ain't careful, you say that two or three times. Next thing you know, you're down to 90 and then 80 and 70. And next thing you know, you ain't got none. Now, I know that ain't good English, but that's a fact. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you keep letting them wander off, amen. Praise God. If you've got cattle, you've got sheep, you've got donkeys and asses, horses, whatever, camels, whatever it be. If you let them keep wandering off, it won't be long. They won't be none. Amen. And you'll be without. Praise God. But he said, listen, said they, it didn't bother him. They'd gone astray, praise God. He left the 99, praise God, and went after that one that was gone astray. Amen. He had a standard he was trying to keep. Praise his holy name. And the Bible tells us here that he's going to do his utmost, praise God, to find that one that's gone astray. Amen. I wonder how much more we should put forth the effort to find those that's gone astray. Amen? Praise God. Now look what he says in verse 13. He says, and if so be that he find it. Now watch this. Now have you ever thought about that word if right there? And if so be that he find it. You know what that tells me? That God Almighty, that one has to put forth a lot of effort, praise God, in order to find that when it's gone astray. He's willing, praise God, to go forth and put forth all the effort, praise God, that's needed to find that one that's gone astray, that he might bring it back into the fold. Amen? If God's all right, if Christ will do that, praise God, for us and them that's lost, them that's gone astray, how much more should we? For those, praise God, in this world, our families, our loved ones, our co-workers, the people around us, praise God, to compel them to come in, to come back. To get close to the Lord. As we see these days approaching and we see that they're not, in case you ain't noticed, they're not waxing better and better. But they're waxing worse and worse. People have lost their minds. They've gone crazy. They're killing each other left and right. They're getting hooked on drugs and fentanyl. People are dying by the droves. They're bringing this fentanyl into the United States of America and they're selling it to our youngins, our people, praise God, our family members, our loved ones, and they're doing it, ODing and dying and going out of here. A lot of them are lost without God. Jesus said He would that none of these little ones, none of them should perish. Amen, from the face of this earth. None should be lost without God. He said, it's difficult, praise God. He said, and if so he be that he find it, he said, it may be difficult, praise God, but he's going to search high and low. He's going to keep a looking until he finds that one that's lost. They find one that's gone astray, and praise God, he's going to bring them back. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to seek and find and search, praise God, till we bring them back. Amen. Because the Savior's interested in them. We ought to be too. The Savior puts forth an effort, praise God, in order to bring them back. Did you notice the Lord Jesus Christ had to leave a perfect realm in order to come to this earth to do what He does? Have you ever thought about it? Amen. I mean, he left a perfect place of peace and joy. He left a place that was perfectly safe. Amen. Now I'm talking about my Savior. Amen. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He left a perfectly safe place to come to earth, to live in this old wicked world that we live in, and to give His life on a cruel cross of Calvary for you and I. Amen. Praise God. You're talking about, He said, and if so be, and find it. He said, He put forth the effort, amen, not to only go out and search for Him, but to come to this whole world, to leave a realm, a perfect place with at the right hand of the Father to come, praise God, and become a human being and to walk in this world seeking whom He might, seeking those that might be saved. Amen. Before it's too late. And He goes out of His way. The Bible tells us here that He goes into the mountains. Amen. Goes into difficult places. Hello? Now, we'll have a hard time walking across the street and telling somebody that we love them. Jesus does too. But the Bible says that Jesus said, the Son of Man come to seek that was lost, praise God, that He leaves the 99 and He goes after that when it's gone astray. And He goes into the mountains. In other words, He goes into those hard places, those difficult places. Jesus went into pretty hard places. Amen? He went places where the Bible said that He was despised and rejected of men. Amen? We sometimes feel like we're persecuted if somebody tells us they don't want to hear the gospel. We'll feel like we're persecuted if somebody says, I'd like if you turn your gospel music down a little bit. And we'll feel like we're, just crank it up. We'll feel like we're persecuted. The Bible said Jesus went into hard places. Amen. Difficult situations, praise God, because He loved. And He did it. Not only did He go into difficult places, He was seeking them, praise God, with all diligence. Amen. A persevering diligence, praise God. He kept seeking and seeking and seeking the lost. All the days of His life, praise God, He was seeking the lost. He was looking for that one that had gone astray. That one had wandered from the Lord. Amen. The Bible teaches that we're all prone to wander. All prone to go astray. But He come to seek. And He come diligently looking for that one lost sheep. The highways and the hedges, the vales and the dales, praise God, the hills and the mountains, praise God, He would traverse those until He found that one. As a good shepherd, praise God, the master shepherd, the chief shepherd, He would do that until He found that one lost sheep. Amen. He said, preacher, what's so big about that? Because one day me and you were that one lost sheep. You and I, praise God, was that one that was a-missing, that one had gone astray, that one, praise God, that was lost. But Jesus come. Seeking those that He might save, praise God. Amen. And when He comes and seeks you, He finds you, praise God, that He might save you completely. Not just a little bit, but completely. He said He rejoiced at more of that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Amen. Praise God. He said He goes and He searches for them. He said, verily I say unto you, He rejoices more over of that sheep, The one that's gone astray than the 99 which went not astray. Because he has found them and he saved them. He's delivered them unto himself. Praise God, he's excited because that one lost sheep, because that one had gone astray. But God Almighty goes to where they are and he compels them to come back. Amen. And he takes them, praise God, he takes it and he gets that little lamb and picks it up and he puts it upon his shoulders, Justin, and he carries it back to the fold, rejoicing and singing and praising God as he goes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One lost sheep. One day we were that sheep. One day that we were that one had gone astray, but praise God, Jesus came to where we was. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he went. I'm glad he didn't spare the effort. I'm glad he put forth all the effort to come to find me where I was. Praise be to God. And he saved me by his marvelous grace. Amen. So the Savior goes rejoicing. Praise God. Because of that was found. Amen. Praise his holy name. The marks of salvation that God shows us in the Savior's rejoicing. Praise God. The marks of that one which was lost and is found. Amen. Praise God. How much rejoice do we do when we see a young'un, praise God, get saved? Marvelously birthed into the family of God. See them start getting excited about God, start growing in the Spirit, praise the Lord. Amen. And if we ain't, it's not their fault, it's ours. Amen. We're to be growing in the Spirit. We ought to be, praise God, Paul said we need to get off the milk and get on the meat. Hello. Amen. He said, we ought to get off the milk and get on the meat. The meat of the Word of God, praise God, that will manifest self in our heart. So we can rejoice when that lost one is found. When that one that's lost is saved. Praise God, that one's gone astray is brought back into the fold. Amen. Because that one's lost is found, praise God, because it was against Him. The Lord God Almighty, praise God, that he was lost. That he went astray. It was against God Almighty that He turned His back and He began to wander away. We've not begun to wander away from ourselves, praise God. We're wandering away from God. Amen. God says, don't wander away from me. Don't make me come hunt you. Amen. He come with a crook and a staff. He might get to see you down there and he might reach out and knock your leg out from under you so he can catch up with you. You can't run from him, but so far, so fast. And he'll catch up with you where you are. Amen. Might reach out there to that staff and that crook and praise God to just knock your leg out from under you so he can catch up with you. Then he'll pick you up and he'll love on you and he'll talk sweet to you and he'll wrap that leg up, praise God, in the bindings of love and he'll put you on his shoulders and he'll carry you back to the fold. Amen. That's how you know you're a child of God. Amen. He won't just let you keep running out there in the wilderness with that old wild gang. Praise the Lord, He'll come to where you're at, praise, and He'll bring you back. Rejoicing, a Savior's rejoicing, praise God, in what's taking place. Amen. Praise His holy name. Great joy, praise God, because that one that was lost is brought back into the fold. Amen. He comes back in. Can you just imagine the Lord as He comes back in with that one that was lost, that one's gone astray with it on His shoulders, praise God, and He's just rejoicing and praising, giving God glory as He comes back into the fold. And everybody else sees it. Well, they begin to praise God too. Amen. All those other sheep, all those others, praise God, realize that that one that was lost, that one has gone astray, has been brought back. And it pleases them. You know what pleases them? It's not just because that one has been brought back, but because the great shepherd is rejoicing. Amen. He's singing and praising and giving God glory. For what has taken place in that one lost sheep. Amen. We see what takes place in this as we see that Savior's example. Amen. He went out, the Bible says, verse 11, He went after that one lost sheep. He went after it to seek it out, to find it, to bring it back. Praise God. The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. He come, praise God, after that one lost sheep. He come after you. He come after me. He come after our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our sons and our daughters to save them by His marvelous grace, praise God. He went after that one that had gone astray, that had strayed from the fold, that had left God's fold. Amen. had gone in the wrong direction. How many of our people have gone off in the wrong direction? Amen. But Jesus said, praise God, He come to save those that He come. He said He come to save that one that was lost. He come to retrieve that one that had gone astray. He said, one of them be gone astray, verse 12. He said, doth he leave the 99 and goeth into the mountain and seeking that which was gone astray. Amen. He hunts for it, praise God. Brother Billy, till he finds you. Amen. And he loves on you, and till he brings you back. Amen. Till he gets you back. Praise his holy name. The examples of our Savior. That's what we ought to be doing. Amen. We ought to be going and seeking those that's lost. We ought to be going to those that's gone astray. We ought to seek them, praise God, until we find them. Until they be found. Until they realize, praise God, that they're lost. Amen. There's so many out here today don't realize. You can't find nobody that's lost no more, Brother Bill. You can knock on doors. You can talk to people about the Lord, and they'll say, well, I guess I'm okay. Maybe their drug paraphernalia there on the table, their beer and wine bottles scattered everywhere, and they'll look at it and say, well, I think I'm okay. And they're lost. As Ruth said, a ball in high weeds. And they don't even realize it. But our Savior, the example He set, praise God, He saw them until He found them. Amen. First of all, he said, and if so be that he find it. Said he searches till he finds it. He may be difficult, it may be hard. Amen. There's a lot of our people that's difficult. They're hard hearted. Amen. But God Almighty, He's able to tenderize that heart. God's able to, praise God, to take that lost one that's gone astray, praise God, and bring it back into Himself. Said he sought for it until he found it. Praise His holy name. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it represents challenges. But we ought to seek every sheep, every one that's lost. Amen. Or to seek them and seek them out. Find them. Praise God. All those that's gone astray. How many people, think about it. How many people do you know that's gone astray? They used to be in. They used to be working for God. They used to be in church or used to be serving the Lord. But they've just pulled back and they've gone a different direction. The Bible says they've gone astray. Amen. They've gone astray. They've gone away from God. Amen. It's time to go that one lost sheep, two lost sheep, that one household. It's time to go get them back. It's time to go compel them to get back in. You know what the old devil, Slewfoot, the deceiver of the brethren, does? He coerces them, come out from among us, to get out in the world, to go in a different direction. Amen. He said, things are so messed up, it's so confusing now, why not just forget about it? In order to forget about it, you've got to forget about God. When you forget about God, you lose all the opportunity you have, praise God, to know Him and the free pardon of sin. To know those things, praise God, to be that one lost sheep that Jesus comes hunting for. But God Almighty begins to manifest Himself to us. Praise God. And He says He calls them out because He said in verse 14 that He would that none should perish. Not one of these little ones. I want to say, praise God, we're all the children of God. All those that have been born again, we're all the children of God. And God loves us. And He's seeking for us. He's desiring to see us saved. He's desiring to see us, praise God, everyone in the fold. He desires to see us in a place that one day in a little while when that trumpet sounds, that we go out of here to be with Him. He wants us to go out together. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't it be better, praise the Lord, just be able to reach over and get your loved one by your hands as that trumpet sounds and just go out of here, praise God, shouting the praises of glory as we go out, amen, unto the Lord, as He calls us out of here because He doesn't want any of His sheep to perish. Don't want any of them, praise God, to be made of none effect. That's what that word literally means. He said, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Amen. He said, it's not His will. Amen. If they're perishing, if they're going by the way, if they're going astray, He said, that's not, He said, they're out of the will of God. He said, that is not the will of God. Amen. So He said, we ought to have compassion. We ought to compel them to come back or to compel them to come in. We ought to love them, encourage them. And then you said, preacher, well, we can't make nobody do nothing. No, we can't. But we can still pray. Just think about it. Have you ever got out of the will of God? I don't want you to raise your hand. Just think, have you ever got out of the will of God? Yes, Pastor, we all have. Amen? I just wonder if somebody was praying for you. Brother Billy, I just wonder if somebody's praying for us. God, would you go get them? Would you chase them down? Lord, would you bring them back? Amen. Yeah, preacher, you can't do nothing. We can't. You can pray. We can pray that God will intercept them where they're at. Amen. It may have to put forth some effort, just like Christ did. May have to go the distance, may have to traverse the mountains and the hills and the vales. But praise God, God Almighty will go with us and we can compel them to come in. So that we can give God glory and praise. Amen. The Lord left heaven, praise God. He left a safety of glory to come down to us. Sometimes we have to get out of our safe zone, our feel-good space, in order to be a witness for Christ. But praise God, we're living in day and hour this time. It's time to go in the highways and hedge and compel them to come in. It's time to be a witness to those that's lost, to be witnesses to those that's gone astray. So how do we do that? By just letting them know that we love them. Amen. That we love them. That we miss them. That we want to be with them. We want to see them. We want to see them in heaven. We want to go there with them, praise God. The shepherd left the 99 in the fold, and he went to seek that one that's lost until he found it. Amen? Until he found it. And then he brought it home rejoicing. Amen. That's what we ought to do. We ought to go out, compel them, seek, find them, and bring them home. Praise God. And we bring them home. When they come in, we can come in rejoicing. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Come in shouting and praising and giving God glory. Because that's one that won't perish. Amen. That's one that won't be made useless and of none effect for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise God. One lost sheep. Does it make a difference? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. One lost sheep, praise God, makes all the difference to God. The point that he'd leave 99 in the fold and go after that one that was lost. I'm glad he did, because that's where he found me. I was that one that was lost in a whole church full of people. I don't know anybody else that got saved that night but me. But I know I got saved that night. Jesus, praise God, come to where I was. Come hunting me, seeking me out, and saved me by His marvelous grace. And I'm glad that He did. Brought me in, put me in the fold. Now, there's been some times I've run around the outskirts and butted on the gates, but praise God, amen. But praise God, I'm glad He loved me. And He's kept me in. Amen. He's loved on me. He's nurtured me. He's helped me. He's had to bust me up a time or two to get my attention. Amen. But then he's loved me and mended me up. Praise God. And so that he could love on me some more. Praise his name.